It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Are you ready for a mutiny, Keith?
Oh, we already have one. Or no, we're teetering. We're teetering on a mutiny.
I heard the locker room.
On the way the wind blows.
No. I heard the locker room was good.
Mutiny.
Keith. I heard it's a good locker room, is what I was told earlier.
Wasn't that
this
the
week.
Old MLS club? Wasn't it the Tampa Bay Mutiny? I think it was.
MLS?
I think there was an MLS team called the Mutiny.
The Mutiny?
Yeah.
I'm unaware of that.
That's good stuff.
That's a good name.
The Mutiny.
That's the New England Mutiny. That'd be a good name
for the now defunct team. They were founded in 94. They dissolved in 2002. But I got a steel trap memory, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, the original MLS teams, I know.
You know my heart.
I'm not going to name them all now. It's not.
Yeah,
there's no point in that.
Your Chicago Fire.
Your New England Revolution.
LA Galaxy.
Your Chicago Rain. No, that's crazy. That can't
Rain?
Be. No. Columbus Crew.
Columbus Crew.
Columbus Crew was a good one. Yeah.
They said, you know what we got to do to make soccer huge in America?
Crew.
Pop it in Columbus. you know where it's just going to be.
Buckeye country.
Yeah,
there's a little bit of a mutiny afoot, it feels like. Could be brewing. But, man, what a story. What a 24 hours this has been. Who'd have thought Patriots.com would be the one to sink this ship?
It's so true.
Bring them down from the inside. Talk about a mutiny.
I mean, a literal mutiny
going on. The definition of mutiny.
That's such a great point. It's a literal mutiny at Gillette Stadium, which is, I for one, am shocked. I am stunned.
I'm shocked and appalled.
Because I was told the locker room's in good shape. I was told that on Tuesday by Tommy Curran. No, it's a good locker room. And I said, it's a good locker room. You sure it's a good locker room? He says, no, it's a good locker room.
It's a great locker room.
And better than last year. And I go, that doesn't make it good.
Yeah, it's like, okay.
But we're now teetering on a mutiny. If you're unfamiliar or you missed what we were talking about there off the top here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI, we got your phone call, 617-779-7937. Text 37937. You can interact with the show on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. Watch on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. You can also chat there. Chat already firing away. And watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. That was Evan Lazar.
Yeah. Right now, they're teetering on mutiny in that locker room.
Teetering on mutiny.
Wow.
Over the quarterback decision is at the heart of what we're talking about, which makes sense.
But he even got into, like, the defense is mad at the defense. They're mad at themselves. I mean, Devon Godchow came on. I'm saying guys are going in to business for themselves already. Right? That's something usually late in the season you get. Contracts are on the line for next season, all that kind of stuff. Hey, I need to pad my stats. I'm going to look a lot better if I have, you know, 8 sacks compared to 5 and whatever. But no, it's week 3, week 4, and you're already getting this. Lazar went on to say, like, the offense is mad at the offense. You talked about the two receivers who were pissed. So it is around the Brissett-Drake May decision, but it's a lot of other things, too, that are already popping off at this point.
So there's a lot of Belichick defenders out there. I already see him taking victory laps on the text line, 37937.
No, but stop. People forget last season.
Good thing they put a mural up.
Well, like, no, I'm not. Nobody's saying that Mayo was the right call or Mayo is the answer, but Bill Belichick, that was it. That was over. That, yeah,
well,
I think
that's how I feel.
So do I. But
like, I know there's a lot of people out there who disagree with
they
that.
They won four games last year. He didn't talk to the quarterback. Let's not pretend like things were going great and they were going to turn it around this year. What would Bill Belichick have done? What would he have done this year with this team? Now, you'd say, all right, he's drafting again?
Yeah, it's not so hot.
So so would he have taken Drake May? Would he not have? Would he have played him? Would he have not have?
He'd make Ramondre Stevenson walk around with a football and not fumble. That's one thing I think he would do.
It would have been two straight weeks of Kevin Harris slamming into the line for 2 yards if Bill Belichick was here.
Yep.
And who would, like, which... Would Joe Judge would still be here? Would Matt Patricia be back? Like, what would they have done?
Oh, yeah, McDaniels would be here.
McDaniels for sure.
All of Bill's kids.
The team would have been loaded.
Jordan would probably be.
Would Mayo play? Yeah, maybe. Like, what would they have done?
Yeah.
So, like, I can.
Bill, actually, here's what I saw a TikTok last night, and this is what I think you should do.
So, Bill Belichick, to me, GOAT coach.
Yeah.
Not the coach for this team this season. Well, last year, they won 4 games. Everyone's like, we haven't seen a team this bad in so long. Last season. Go back to the Cowboys and the Saints game.
It was worse than I remembered.
They lost by 35 points or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Back-to-back weeks. He benched the quarterback like 5 times before he ultimately took him out.
Okay.
The team sucked last year. They're the 3rd pick in the draft for a reason.
So I agree with you.
Okay.
I agree with you that Bill would not fix the situation.
Who am I yelling at?
I know a lot of people disagree.
Yeah.
So if you disagree, you Bill people, it's a good time to come out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
Bill, I'm sure Bill's going to do it. If the Falcons lost that game last night because Raheem Morris ran onto the field celebrating and cost them 5 yards, Bill would really be taking a victory. He'd be dumping on the Falcons and the Patriots today. He's going to hide about the Falcons because they won.
Falcons made the right call.
But he'll be out in full force, I'm sure, today about the Patriots. So come on out of the woodwork, all you Bill people. Yeah. It's your day.
Yeah.
We're teetering on a mutiny, according to Evan Lazar, who has walked it back, by the way. He said it's gotten away from him. He went too far.
No. So, what you said first usually is how you really feel. Or, you know, again, he was in the locker
hearing.
Room. He even said specifically, I was in the locker room after the game. So this isn't you or I from afar being like, I think it looks like a mutiny down there.
Keith, that's a member of the Patriots organization. That's a Patriots
employee. He gets paid by the Patriots.
A literal mutiny from within. Evan Lazar saying they're teetering on
a
mutiny.
So let me ask you this. Yeah. So when I first saw on Twitter that he had said that, so he does a podcast there. So again, he works for Patriots.com. They do a podcast, and it's also like a video stream,
right?
They
have their own programming.
That's where Hart came from. Correct. You know, Hart and Perlis. You and I both did pre- and post-game shows over there years ago. But so he writes for their site, and he talks about it. And I would also say we've both talked to him in the past. I think he's generally a pretty positive.
Oh, he is.
Very positive.
Quite
Patriot reporter.
Quite pro-Pats generally.
Now, for many years, there's been a lot of reasons to be positive.
Uh-huh.
You know, you've always found a way to kind of go the other way. But for the most part, people have been pretty positive. But anyway, so like for him to say that, of all people, is pretty alarming.
Yeah, the messenger is interesting in this case, yeah.
But where the story really takes a turn to me is that they scrubbed it from the internet. They took the podcast down. They removed the full, I think it's like a 2-hour YouTube episode, gone. So
wait. They took down the whole episode, or they scrubbed a portion of it? I thought I had seen they scrubbed. I might have that wrong. But
no,
I thought
the YouTube is
the whole thing's down.
They took the whole thing down. Is what I believe.
Jim Bowden it. They ralphed it.
They're like, nobody will know now. So like to me, you make the story so much bigger.
Much worse.
If you have one reporter, even if he's a team reporter, say teetering on a mutiny.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say mutiny. He didn't say fire the coach. He didn't say like what a debacle.
It's teetering,
he said,
on,
teetering
a
on a mutiny
over the quarterback.
The guy's just reporting how he feels. Okay, that's a story. We may or may not have talked about it. Then the team is like, oh, no, and they remove it. Like, that to me is the much bigger deal. Like,
our
when people, like, delete tweets, you're like, wait a minute. Somebody either told you to do that or you thought it was a much bigger deal than it really was.
Our guy Savage Sports on Twitter had a good one today. It's just a quote that says, scrub the podcast, and it's a picture of Jonathan on the phone.
But apparently that's what they did.
We're going to have huge fantasy numbers today. Scrub the podcast.
I think they scrubbed it. I think they're like, see you later. Now, nobody can hear that because like it's the internet. So nobody has the video. Nobody has the sound.
No.
We've played it twice.
No,
we've already played it twice.
It's like pee in a pool. Once that's out there, you're not getting that thing
But
out.
Just to give these guys credit, if you really want to go and listen to the Catch 22 show, on a podcast show, whatever you want to call it, they usually have all their episodes up there. So they have all their different Patriots content, right? I'm looking at the YouTube page right now. Patriots Playbook, Patriots Unfiltered, all these different shows, Gerard Mayo press conferences, this, that, and the other thing. Yesterday's catch 22 gone.
I like that. Just like all pro, like this is how pro team that is.
Yeah,
it's the Patriots content. It's like Mayo press conference.
Mayo press conference.
Alex Van Pelt.
Jacoby Brissett.
We're gonna talk to Alex Van Pelt at 12:30.
Yes.
We're gonna talk to Dietrich Wise. Already text coming in that we should ask him who his favorite Dolphin is.
Can do. You can ask him that.
I'll make sure I got that covered. That market corner. That's my side of the street.
Catch 22. They do three ups and downs from the games. They do key matchups, etc.
Mutiny talk, apparently.
Mutinies.
Just the team being ripped apart from the inside.
Pizza Train in the Twitch chat says mutiny on the booty. Would that be mutiny on the bounty? Booty?
Oh, mutiny on the booty. I get it.
Kayshawn Booty.
Yes, yes, yes.
The player on the team.
It took me a second. Yeah,
it's not great. It's not bad.
You know. That's on me. It was a good joke. I didn't need it explained to me. I'm just slow on the uptake.
But yeah, they were like, let's just
mainlining coffee over here.
Let's delete that episode.
Yeah, good.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So, does that mean they feel as though there is, in fact, a teetering mutiny?
Because if you're
really close to the truth that, doesn't that hurt the most?
They're afraid of the perception.
If they're way off, then they just laugh it off and like, whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah.
they fire Lazar. They're like, yeah, whatever.
Like, do you think they agree or disagree with every single thing that has been reported by all these guys all the time?
I mean, probably not. We know Andy Hart quite well. I'm sure there were plenty of things he said over the years they didn't agree with.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I don't think they dumped those and like ripped them off Spotify. Like, this is a little bit different. So this is a little too close to the bone, is what they would say.
Okay. So is there a mutiny? Are they teetering on a mutiny? Or is it nothing to see here? Locker room's good, as I was told earlier this week.
So we have some sleuths, detectives, you know, Batman and training out there that said the YouTube video is taken out. This is from the text line.
Yeah.
The audio versions are up, but they scrubbed out the mutiny comment.
I saw one of those on Twitter last night where it was like the audio kind of jumps. Where it jumps from him about to talk about the mutiny and then it jumps.
It's like it's dumped, like if you're listening to like a radio
effectively,
broadcast, somebody swears.
Yeah. I mean, that, I saw those last night on social media. I didn't realize they took the whole YouTube page
down.
Man,
and so we're four games in. What is this thing going to look like?
And they won the first game.
And they won the first game. You're right.
Remember we said this after they beat the Bengals? We're like, things look good. It's better than we thought, but it can turn quick.
It turned quick.
It has turned very quickly.
Man.
So, again, to me, the important...
Right now, they're teetering on in that locker room.
I feel like that's even worse.
Like, wow.
You can let your imagination fill that one.
Yeah,
holy
seriously,
mackerel. They are in trouble. That's where my mind
went. Just go through Urban Dictionary and plug it in. Just find some of the greatest hits on there. Oh,
right
wow.
Now they're teetering on.
Oh,
I don't want that for my team.
Yuck. Although, you know, whatever makes two consenting people happy. Yeah, yeah.
Two.
53.
That's not where my mind is.
Whatever makes 53% consenting adults happy.
Right. Well, good for that. Yeah, so it's just business as usual for the Patriots this weekend as they are our favorite.
All right. Everything's good. Good locker room.
Squish
they're favored.
The fish.
Don't worry about it. Squish the fish this weekend. So the quarterback is at the heart of it. And this is, again, outside looking in, this is why when Curran said it's a good locker room, I go, it doesn't seem that way. I don't know. I'm not down there.
Is it?
Devon Godchow says there are selfish players in there.
Yep.
Pop Douglas wants the ball after week two.
Pop on the tape, Douglas.
Him and Jalen Polk are like stamping around pouting in the middle of games.
Two guys that have been there, done that.
Chukwuma Okorafor left the team.
Oh, what's that?
Yeah.
He just left?
Ramondre Stevenson might get benched. Like, I don't know. Yeah. From the outside looking in, it just doesn't seem good. I have no idea. I'm not down there. I legitimately don't know. I'm just reading the tea leaves, and it doesn't seem good.
I'm not loving it. Two of your captains are out for the season.
That can't help.
I mean, it can, right? Like, those. If you're trying to avoid a mutiny, wouldn't you want David Andrews and Juwan Bentley's voice in there to be like, because you're 53 guys. I don't think everybody's always going to be on the same page all the time. Like, that's unrealistic. But if a few guys are starting to go a little AWOL, not literally AWOL in the case of Okorafor, but just sort of like not following the message, I don't know. I feel like Andrews and Bentley might help that. That is now removed. So you really have very little player leadership left on the team.
Fair. And it sounds like players want the quarterback switch soon. And I would imagine players that Lazar is referencing.
I think Brissett wants the switch too. He's like, I'm taking a pounding. I'm getting $8 million bucks either way.
I get paid either way. I hate
it. Nobody wants to see me play. I get slammed into the turf every week.
I can't get out of bed on Monday.
Oh.
You know, I'm just, my arm's torn apart. Like, his arm just keeps looking grosser and grosser. Whatever happened to like his forearm?
That might be infected.
Yeah.
I would call maybe like a medical expert on
that. Maybe do something
that
about
is, that. Because that can really spread.
And so I get it though. I get your 32nd in passing yards per game, 112.
32 teams, for those that...
You're 31 in scoring against still 32 teams.
Both quarterbacks last night in the Thursday night game threw more touchdowns in one game than Brissett has thrown in four games combined.
Cousins threw for more yards in that game last night than the Patriots have thrown for all year. He threw for 500 yards.
I know he did. He's on my fantasy bench.
He was benched.
My clown show of a season I'm having. But they lit it up last night. That was Baker Mayfield Mahomes from college.
He was benched in my league, too. I don't have him, but he was 47 points on that kid's bench. Good going.
He had a nice night.
A real nice night.
And
500-plus yards for him last night. He's like the 22nd quarterback to throw over 500 yards in a game. And so, they're so awful on offense that I get why the team is ready to say, go to Drake May.
Right.
And it just flies in the face of a lot of the other stuff we're hearing from the Don't Break Drake crowd, Ken. And the 50-50 poll
the other
day.
Wait till week 17 or week 18 to play him? That was Ken's plan.
Yeah, the 50-50 poll that the Greg Hill Show put out. There's a lot of fans that don't want to see him. Well, the players see him every day in practice.
Right.
And the coach came out and said,
he's awesome.
He's outperforming Jacoby Brissett. And the whole team knows the other guy's better. And they're doing the Jennifer Love Hewitt. What are we waiting for, Keith?
Julie James.
You said it earlier this week. What are we waiting for? That's now what that's why they're teetering on a mutiny, because they go, we have no shot with this bum. Nice of a guy as he is.
Great guy.
Go ahead. Take Keith's wife out to a nice dinner.
Don't do that. Nice meal of food if he pays for it.
Yeah, nice meal of food if you're going to be on the hook for it. Go for that.
He's getting $8 million.
You know, so like, he's got three.
Sleep with my wife.
Well, No. We've walked that back.
I lost my head there.
Similar to Lazar, we've walked that back. And so
we dumped that from the podcast.
Yeah, maybe we could bleep out the first part of that.
You can't find that.
And so, a nice guy and all these things, but like the whole team knows.
What are you waiting for, huh?
That's the Patriots locker room right now. That's why they're teetering on mutiny.
Have that ready for when Alex Van Pelt joins the show at 12:30. Like, we actually have one listener question for
Alex,
you as it relates to Drake May.
We have one question for
you. What are you
Alex.
Waiting
yeah.
for?
Yeah, if you don't mind. And you think he'll answer that?
No, I don't.
And it's not us asking.
And then when Dietrich Wise gives us 20 seconds of silence and we ask him his favorite dolphin, we go, Dietrich.
What are you waiting for?
Can you just answer the question, please?
You don't have a favorite dolphin? It's not Jason Taylor.
Are we just going to stare him down this week when we ask?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Who will blink first?
Yeah. Just dead.
Yeah, that's a no. That's
probably
like
us.
That's like you and Ferrell.
Yes.
They're like one of those.
Yeah.
Just like, he's not here. Right? I can't look at him.
Man, that was intense. My life flashed before my eyes that day.
he was an angry guy.
That guy's just ripping
lobster. Like I said, Ryan.
He's ripping. Oh, Ryan.
He called me Ryan.
He's just ripping lobster pots out of the ocean. Those
classic mix-up.
Yeah. Ryan Keefe. Ryan Keefe, my alter ego.
Keefe, you're giving him too much credit for knowing Keefe. He just called me Ryan. I think he thought I went by one name, like Rihanna.
So why Why are the Patriots favored this week again? Like, somebody's got to. Well, I've been saying that all week long. Somebody's got to explain that.
No,
to me.
It is a good
question. I don't get it.
I just think I'm surprised because normally Vegas doesn't get swept up in like the most recent game. They look at everything that's on the table. But the last game that we saw the Miami Dolphins play, they got worked by Tennessee, who going into the game might have been the worst team in the league.
Yeah.
So I think it's that. I also think their offense right now.
Are they teetering on a mutiny?
Honestly, they might be teetering on something because Mike McDaniel can't get anything out of any quarterback not named Tua, it seems like. And I know it's a challenge and a half because Snoop Huntley wasn't even on the team a couple weeks ago. But they can't move the ball. You know, the Patriots are 32nd in passing. But they're 31st in scoring, meaning one team is scoring less. That team, Dolphins.
Yep.
So I think their issue is they have been so bad on offense that, yes, they have Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, but they haven't even been able to showcase those guys or get those guys into a spot to move the ball. Like, they're wasting those guys. So I guess throw in the fact it's a home game and maybe that's worth a couple of points. I mean, like, if this game was in Miami, Miami's a favorite by a point.
Yeah.
Neutral site, maybe it's a straight push. But that's the only thing I can think of because, yeah, I wouldn't feel confident betting Patriots.
So when it comes to, like, the idea of a revolt within the team or teetering on a mutiny, and I don't get why they're favored, but maybe you can explain it on the phones. Do you think Mayo's part of the mutiny? Like, whose office are they walking into? Are they walking into Mayo's office? I don't think so.
No, I think it all depends.
I think they're walking into Van Pelt's office. They're walking into Wolf's office. They're walking into Jonathan or Robert's office. Say,
but who left on
that's
the team?
Mutiny. Like yeah. Gerard, they like pick up their pitchforks and their torches, and they're like, rabble, rabble, rabble.
That's good.
And then Gerard's like, rabble, I'm with you.
Yes, I'm also equally mad.
I'm rabbling as well. Let's go to the Wolf's office. What are we doing?
Well, to take it back to last year, last couple of years. Bill Belichick, when everything was great, according to some people, you had Mac Jones going to the owner,
yep,
right, and complaining about it. You had Gerard Mayo going to the owner, or the owner going to Gerard Mayo and not Belichick, right? So that was a scene. And this one's even different because Bill Belichick's coaching staff, as flawed as it was over the last few years, were guys picked by him.
Mm-hmm.
This is different. Like, this is... Elliot Wolf didn't pick Gerard Mayo. Gerard Mayo didn't pick Elliot Wolf.
Frankenstein coaching staff. Yeah.
Mayo didn't pick Van Pelt. Yeah. Like, it's a whole weird trickle-down effect that, yeah, this is one where I'm with you. It wouldn't just be players versus coaches. It could be coaches and players versus players. That's what we're looking at now.
Yeah.
Nice hot start.
So who are they mad at? Who are we versus? You asked this earlier, Keith.
Who is this versus?
Who is this versus?
Like, I mean,
who are we mad at? They shouldn't be mad at Mayo. I think Mayo's with them in this mutiny.
Well,
right?
I think there's also more than one villain in the story.
Okay.
Like, Drake May probably isn't mad at Mayo.
No.
Right? But I don't think...
He's not mad at Brissett.
A game. Why do you have to be mad?
No one's mad at Brissett.
Drake May's not mad at... No, well... Pop Douglas and Polk, I think, might be mad at Brissett.
That's my point. I take that back.
The receivers might be mad at him. The Brissett might be a little annoyed at the offensive line. You know, Drake May is mad at Van Pelt. Van Pelt might be mad at, you know, Elliot Wolf, even though those guys I think are buddies. But he's like, this is what you've left me with?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm the one that's down here on the field trying to coach these guys up. So maybe it eventually all kind of trickles back to Elliot Wolf's lap. Right, where you're like, hey, you're kind of the one that gave
us
this.
Like, where are we going for this mutiny? Where's the
Wolf's office? It's out here.
Let's get him!
Oh boy, that's here.
Uh-oh.
Oh no. Everybody back in the locker room. Back in the locker room. The GM's here. Back in the locker room.
Ah, what a fun story. Watching the team, not super fun, but teetering on a mutiny, I like.
Soap opera.
Although, if you listen to some people down there, locker room's good.
It's like wrestling. Sometimes the storyline's better than the match.
Yeah, right. Sometimes the match is a little bit of a letdown, but the storyline.
Good storyline.
Good stuff. Yep. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.